Obama whines about cancel culture over Jimmy Kimmel. Trump has taken it to a new and dangerous level. By Hannah Knudsen on September 18, 2025. Former President Barack Obama is whining about cancel culture after the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel's show following the disinformation Kimmel broadcasted after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. After years of complaining about cancel culture, the current administration has taken it to a new and dangerous level by routinely threatening regulatory action against media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators it doesn't like, Obama said on X, sharing an article on the suspension of Kimmel's show. He added, "This is precisely the kind of government coercion that the First Amendment was designed to prevent. And media companies need to start standing up rather than capitulating to it." Kimmel went down this week after he spread disinformation following the horrific public murder of Kirk. He strongly implied during his monologue on Monday that Kirk's assassin was part of the MAGA gang. "We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it," Kimmel claimed. As Breitbart News detailed, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr responded by calling Kimmel's assertions truly sick and warned ABC and Disney could face consequences, including potential action against their broadcast license. Carr emphasized stations had a responsibility not to mislead the public and cautioned that suspension was one possible outcome. Nexstar President Andrew Alford described Kimmel's remarks as offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse and initially said it would replace the show until cooler heads prevail. That aside, the family of the alleged shooter, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, has indicated that Robinson, who was reportedly in a relationship with his transgender roommate, disliked Kirk and held left-leaning views. According to relatives, the transgender partner hates conservatives and Christians. Kimmel also reportedly refused to apologize for his remarks on air. And ultimately, ABC and its parent company Disney suspended the late-night program indefinitely. Great news for America, the ratings-challenged Jimmy Kimmel's show was canceled. "Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done," President Donald Trump said on Truth Social. "Kimmel has zero talent, and worse ratings than even Colbert, if that's possible. That leaves Jimmy and Seth, two total losers, on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. President DJT," he added. Donald Trump Jr. responded to leftists complaining about the shoe being on the other foot by pointing out that leftists are losing their jobs as a result of consequence culture.